The bill is known as Driver's Licenses for Our Neighbors, and it aims to provide undocumented immigrants and all other individuals who can't prove legal presence in the United States with a driver's license. House Representative Rachel Hood from Grand Rapids and one of the bill's co-sponsors says this bill is an issue of safety.
We need to, you know, give people the basic right of being able to safely travel on our roads. Along with having a driver's license, individuals can have car insurance as well.
If the bill is passed, Hood says it will ensure all Michiganders who pass driver's tests, live in the state, and prove their identity are able to get a driver's license.
It becomes proof of residency as well, just like a normal driver's license would. So all of those basic functions that, you know, you and I enjoy, you know, would be afforded to folks in our communities who are immigrants.
Those who receive the driver's license will be able to use it as a form of official identification, but can't use it for federal purposes.
But these IDs have a recognizable feature that indicates they can't be used for official federal purposes. So that means that individuals won't be able to use these IDs to vote in the United States.
And for immigrant rights advocate, the introduction of this bill is the victory they have been hoping for since they started urging lawmakers last year to change the law. Here is Gemma Lowe from Movimiento Cosecha GR.
It's a huge step in our fight, and we feel proud of all the work that we built in doing people power.
If this bill passes, Michigan will join Illinois in being one of the two states in the Midwest that allows undocumented immigrants access to a driver's license. Michelle Jokashpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.